From up in the nosebleeds to down to the 50-yard line, wherever you watch the game, this is the place to sound off. Sports Talk with Jock on 770 CHQR.
What a great day for the Calgary Stampeder organization. Four members with ties to this organization are going in to the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Of course, Henry Burris, a first ballot Hall of Famer, the Big Chill, Fred Childress, Greg Vavra, and right at the very top, the general manager and president of the Calgary Stampeders, John Hufnagel, also gets the call to the hall. And John Hufnagel joins us tonight here on Sports Talk with Jock. Well, Huff, I know I'm not the first. I won't be the last to say congratulations, but does this mean I have to be nice to you now?
Say it again, that Jock. What was your question?
I said, does this mean I have to be nice to you now because you're a Hall of Famer?
Well, that's why I thought maybe my bad hearing got worse. So,
hey, congratulations, my friend.
Well, thanks, Jock. I'm very thrilled and honored about this situation.
I was listening to the conference call a little earlier today, and hey, you're still very active in the Canadian Football League. You're still the president. You're still the general manager. So you really weren't expecting it being still active. So when you got the call, what was going through your mind?
Well, Mark Noble, the Noble, I should say, called me, and you know, I didn't quite understand what he was saying, and I said, Mark, can you repeat yourself? And then he told me, and I understood it. And so that's how surprised I was, because I know who Mark the Noble is, and I know why he calls people. I just wasn't expecting it.
You know, and hey, you get into this game not thinking you're going to be a member of the Hall of Fame, but it is an accumulation of all the hard work, not only as a player coach, not only as an assistant coach, a head coach, and a general manager, but I think you made it very clear today. You don't do this alone, Huff. You get a good supporting cast, and that's why we are here today.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and your hearing is quite good. So, but you know, it is truly a reflection on the whole organization. I couldn't be more proud. I mean, I'm very proud of where the Calgary Stampeders stand within the CFL community, and we just hope that we can keep the ball going. And you know, Dave, being the head coach now, is just doing an excellent job. So I don't see any big changes in the near future about where we're heading.
You won as a player. You won as an assistant coach. You won as a head coach. You've won as a general manager. Is anyone tougher? I know they're all special.
They're all special, but not enough.
Not enough.
Should have won more.
that's a testament to just how tough it is to win a championship, I think.
Championships are hard. One of the things that I'm proud about that we as our organization have been able to accomplish is the consistency of playing winning football. And we were in the hunt. We've been in the hunt a lot. Very disappointing when we don't finish it. But you just move on and get ready for the next season. That's what's so good about and so great about the game is that, hey, you don't have time to mourn, have a long mourning period about a loss because you got another game coming up, you got another season coming up, or whatever the next challenge is.
When you were a star player at Penn State, were you even, at any point, did you ever think you would become a coach or a general manager down the road?
I've always had a strong interest in football. I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about being a coach, but I did spend a lot of time in throughout my career of observing coaches, seeing what makes them tick, you know, why are they successful? So, obviously, throughout my career, I've had the great pleasure and privilege to be associated with a lot of good, very good, great coaches, and all of that experience, I learned quite a bit.
And every experience is different, isn't it, Huff? Because, you know, as a player in the NCAA, you're dealing with a different type of coach. And then you come in as an assistant coach and you work with a great guy like Cal Murphy. And then you become a head coach and you bring your own your own expertise to the thing. But even your NFL experience, I'm sure that was all a big learning experience for you.
Oh, no question. And I got bits and pieces from everybody. Probably the two most influential was Cal Murphy. Looking at him from the player's viewpoint, and then my tenure with Wally as his offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Those two gentlemen really set a great foundation in my mind for me when I became a head coach, general manager, and my first opportunity obviously was with the New Jersey Red Dogs in the Arena Football League.
You betcha. Did Cal Murphy put you under his wing? Was he like your big mentor from that perspective then?
No, not even close.
No, okay.
Cal Murphy, and bless Cal. I have so much reverence for Cal, but no, he was a coach that, he was the same to everybody, and he made you realize how important it is to get yourself ready to play winning football. And I truly appreciated and respected that.
So who was the coach, you know, that put you under his wing that made you the coach that you are today? Is there anyone that stands out?
No, not anyone that one particular coach. I'm forever thankful to John Gregory.
Okay.
Who was the offensive line coach in Winnipeg when I was a player, and when he became head coach in Saskatchewan, he got Cal to let me go to be a coach, a player coach, in fact, that first year. And that got me into the Canadian Football League as a coach. And I'm forever grateful for that. Cal has always been in my corner. I believe if you talk to Wally, one of the reasons why Wally hired me back in 1990 was because of a chat that Cal had with him. So I'm forever indebted to what Cal has thought about me. And so that story.
John Huffnagel is going to the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, and you're still the general manager and president of the Calgary Stampeders, as we said off the top. I figure I've got about 5 years left in radio. Am I going to be still in radio and you're still going to be working, or who's going to be retired first?
Well, I think my gray hair tells the story there. I won't finish as the legend that you will be.
you're too kind, my friend. I will never be a Hall of Famer, let me tell you that. Before I let you go, and I do appreciate your time, just, you know, going in with so many connections to the red and white, whether it's Henry Burris, Fred Childress, and Greg Vavra, that has to be special.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I teased Greg today online as next year during the ceremony, who's going to be the best looking ex-Stampeder quarterback on the podium. So I don't think there's a whole lot of competition for me.
Well, you know, and what can you say about Henry Burris? Because, you know, he was a winner here in Calgary. He beat the Stampeders, which we don't want to talk about too much. But, just an unbelievable 18-year career.
Oh, no. I mean, we spent 4 years with Henry, and Henry's play had a lot to do with where I'm at today. So I'm forever indebted to Henry, and, you know, he had a great career and finished it in a movie star way. I mean, so it's all good for him.
Yeah,
I'm happy for him.
Yeah, true enough. And maybe just a quick comment on Fred Childress.
Well, you know, Freddie, his first year as a Stampeder, I think, was my last year as the offense coordinator in Calgary, and he was a player. He was a beast, and I'm sure that he got better over the years after I left. And so I'm sure it was very, very well deserved that he's in the hall.
Huff, it's nice just to talk football and not talk COVID and not talk about what's going on, you know, the other side of the Canadian Football League right now. So we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And again, congratulations.
Always a pleasure, Jock. Thank you kindly.
Good stuff. Always with the general manager and president of the Calgary Stampeders, John Huffnagel, getting the call to the hall earlier today. As he teased Greg Vavra, who is going to be the best-looking ex-Stampeder quarterback going into the hall next year? You got three of them, Burris, Huffnagel, and, of course, Greg Vavra. Greg Vavra is off the golf course. He's going to join us when we come back. This is Sports Talk with Jock.